WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the ABC Civic Media
News,
app.
I'm Rena Roy. Five life sentences plus more than 2,000 years for Anderson Aldrich. The 23-year-old pleaded guilty today to the mass shooting at an LGBTQ nightclub last year in Colorado. President Biden says the Wagner Group's apparent armed rebellion last weekend is proof of a struggle in the Russian system. The president stressing the U.S. had nothing to do with the chaos. The White House is expanding broadband access to high-speed internet, especially to rural areas.
It's the biggest investment in high-speed internet ever. Because for today's economy to work for everyone, internet access is just as important as electricity was, or water, or other basic services.
President Biden says $40 billion comes from the bipartisan infrastructure law. The Supreme Court has lifted its hold on a Louisiana political remap case. That means it's more likely than ever the Republican-dominated state will have to redraw boundary lines to create a second, mostly black congressional district. The Dow is flat in late-day trading. This is ABC News. It could be a stormy day across the Midwest and the South as temperatures continue to soar. At least 9 states from Arizona to Mississippi are under heat alerts today. It could feel like 120 degrees in some places. The next big advancement in cancer treatment may be vaccines.
After decades of limited success, scientists say research has reached a turning point in the development of cancer vaccines, something that could become the future of cancer treatment. Some scientists predicting that some vaccines could be available in perhaps 5 years' time. Cancer vaccines aren't like regular vaccines that prevent disease. These shots are meant to shrink tumors and stop cancer from coming back. Experimental treatments have focused on breast and lung cancer, while gains have been reported recently for melanoma and pancreatic cancer. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Prince William's launched a 5-year project with a goal of ending long-term homelessness in the UK. He says he wants people being left without a roof over their heads to be rare, brief, and unrepeated. Rena Roy, ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. A man has been arrested for a murder in Ashwaubenon. According to WLUK News, 21-year-old Prez Wade was charged on several counts, including first-degree intentional homicide. The crime took place March 1st at the Creekwood Apartments on the 2800 block of Viking Drive. Wade could appear in court later today. More air quality alerts have been issued due to Canadian wildfires. The air in northeast Wisconsin could be some of the worst in the state through Thursday. Tomorrow, the air could get really bad, possibly hazardous, so please take precautions. The Appleton Fire Department fought a fire for 2 hours over the weekend, but it was not enough. According to the AFD, they were called to the 2200 block of East Downs Ridge shortly after 10:30 a.m. Saturday. At one point, firefighters were called out of the house for fear the roof would collapse. The home is considered a total loss with up to $900,000 in damage. The cause of the fire is still unknown. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to 3 different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, FOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's FOGO. 608-949-8989.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local civic media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattenair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And let me tell you something, there was a lot of it made this weekend. Said many times in the past that history is made every second of every hour, whether you're alive or dead, whether you're asleep or awake, wherever you are or aren't, it's there, it's inevitable. But we're going through a period of history, of Russian history, with very, very important consequences to the West. And it's in our lifetime, and it happened over this weekend, and it started Friday, and it's ongoing. I want to get right to it. Right after we went off the air, our show on Friday, the report started to come in. Yevgeny Prigozhin, the founder, the owner, and the head of the Wagner Group, started a march on Moscow. What is the Wagner Group? The Wagner Group is a mercenary group that was put together by Yevgeny Prigozhin at the request of Vladimir Putin, who likes to conduct his affairs with private armies and private guards. He does not trust anybody. The problem with using mercenaries is that if you end up not being able to control them, you don't have the ordinary discipline that you have in the military ranks. It's rumored that Putin has something like 100,000 private mercenaries, guards of his own that insulate him from assassination. It's a lot of people, but that's what some of the intelligence is. The Wagner Group has operated in Syria, in Mali, in the Central African Republic, in Venezuela, believe it or not. They're killers. They're sadists. They are simply hired killers. The ones that were sent to Ukraine were recruited out of Russian prisons, 80% of them. 80% of them came out of prison. Rapists, murderers, perverts, burglars. They were told if you serve in Ukraine, you serve in Ukraine, your sentence will be commuted, you get a pension. If you don't serve in Ukraine, you'll stay in this Russian prison, which is a pig pen, for the rest of your life. If you agree to this and go to Ukraine and desert or change your mind, you will be shot. What are the characteristics, and there are many of them, of the Russian military that differ from the United States military? Our military is one of the strongest foundations of our democracy. Our military academies, Annapolis, West Point, the Air Force Academy, the Coast Guard Academy, the Maritime Academy. You have excellent, excellent professional officers coming out of them with loyalty to the United States. The future leaders of all the military services come out of them. And there's discipline in our ranks. There's discipline in our ranks. In the American military, we don't leave anybody behind. There are a lot of stories about helicopter pilots in Vietnam going back into the jungle to rescue one last guy who was wounded or who was there, risking their lives. That's the American military. That's the American military. What's the Russian military? There have been many instances documented and witnessed where a Russian soldier is wounded in battle in Ukraine, and then the entire unit has to withdraw, and he's lying there, and they go up to him and they say, "Can you walk? Can you join us?" And he says, "No." He has his leg blown off. They put a pistol to his head and they kill him. There are many cases where they've seen Russian soldiers withdrawing, stealing from the corpses of their dead comrades, stealing watches, for instance, stealing anything they can. Their culture is a culture of theft, of disloyalty, and suspicion of one another. Yevgeny Prigozhin started out as so-called Putin's chef. What does that mean? He actually had a restaurant in St. Petersburg, and Putin and his running dogs would hang around in his early political career. And they got to like Yevgeny Prigozhin. Yevgeny Prigozhin then, when Putin took power, got the contract to provide food to the Russian military. He's a billionaire now. He's a criminal. He was originally charged, apparently, he grabbed a woman on a street, strangled her, and to steal her purse and her jewelry. That's how he starts out. He's been indicted in the United States because somehow he took ownership of the internet hacking group that hacked into our election, and Mueller indicted him. If he comes anywhere near our jurisdiction, he's under arrest. He's also a war criminal, like Putin. He's an animal. In Africa, they are simply mercenaries for hire, and frequently the Islamic regimes that have taken over a part of Africa and the sweep down hire them, and they just go through villages and murder everybody, rape and murder, steal. In Syria, they joined Russian forces that are supporting Assad and murdered and exterminated people. They're in Venezuela now, and the United States has got to do something about that, because we can't have that kind of penetration in Venezuela or Nicaragua, Cuba, and other communist countries, which should not be permitted to leave our orbit. Well, they had 50,000 soldiers in Ukraine, 80% from prison, as I said. And Putin started to get scared of them. And his head military guy, Shoigu, General Shoigu, started to deny them ammunition, weapons. And then he launched a missile attack on them, because Prigozhin had started to say, I want Shoigu out of there. This is Putin's number one military guy. I want Shoigu out of there, and I want to take over the war in Ukraine. Well, the Russian military wouldn't put up with that, although they're terrible, lousy soldiers. So they started to attack the Wagner group. And Prigozhin said, and he may be telling the truth for once in his life, that they killed 30 of his soldiers. In other words, they are genocidal sadists along with Putin going in to try to genocide the Ukrainians. And by the way, I'm tired of the news services saying it's a war. They're on the battlefield, that somehow this is, you know, the Wagner group fought valiantly. These are Nazis going into the Warsaw Ghetto. These are Nazis going into Poland. There's no valiant. They're not valiant. They go in to rape and steal. They've castrated Ukrainian civilians and soldiers that they capture. They should be exterminated. They should not be seen as human. But in any event, it's a mafia struggle. The head of the mafia, the Russian mafia, called the Russian government, Putin, and one of his primary capos, Yevgeny Prigozhin. On Friday afternoon, right after we went off the air, he started to march up through Russia, away from Ukraine, to the city just over the Ukrainian border that is the staging ground for the entire Ukraine war. And he went in, and there was no resistance. Everybody cheered him. They clapped. You may have seen video. They were taking selfies with him. He was basking in their approval. No Russian military tried to stop him. One of the things that Shoigu and Putin had demanded, that the Wagner group stand down and join the Russian military and sign contracts. But they get paid better than the Russian military. They get better food, and they think they're hot stuff. And they weren't about to do it. And then he started up, and over the weekend, he got within about 200 miles of Moscow, Russia. Now, Moscow is something like 600 miles from that area of the Ukraine they started out in. There was no, they went along a superhighway. It would be like I-94 with tanks. Nobody did anything. Finally, a helicopter came in to shoot at him, and they shot the helicopter down. Russian helicopter. Then there was an explosion, and they kept going. And 200 miles is roughly the distance from Milwaukee to La Crosse. That's how close they were to Moscow, Russia. He said, we declare war on the Russian Ministry of Peace, is what Prigozhin said. He said, we vow to end Shoigu. That could mean in Russian, kill him or get him out of his position. He said that Putin lied about the Ukraine war. It was not, Ukraine was not going to attack Russia. Putin said exactly what Hitler said in 1939 when he went to Poland. He said, Poland is about to attack Germany. Then he had some Germans go into Poland and then shoot at some encampment in Germany and say it came from Poland. Putin's the same way. And Prigozhin, who's as much of a genocidal sadist as he is, just called him out on it. Putin then, you may remember if you watched this over the weekend, went on the air and said that this is an insurrection, it's treason. These people will be taken to justice. What happened? Right as I was watching on Saturday, it looked like Prigozhin, and this is just the beginning of it. We're not going to finish it in this segment. He said, we have a deal. We will stand down. We will go back. We will not go on Moscow, Russia. This is what he said right after Prigozhin had said, this will not be stopped. We need to put an end to this disgrace. Well, Putin had put out an arrest warrant for Prigozhin. Suddenly, it was the two mafia chieftains make nice. And they go, Putin has agreed that Prigozhin will go to Belarus and everything's cool. Not even close. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
When it comes comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Walks, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, BOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's BOGO. 608-949-8989.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Dom's or Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tonight. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 58. Winds out of the north, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear sky tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 76. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 56. Upper 70s, Wednesday and Thursday. Chance for scattered rain showers. Wednesday, chance for scattered storms. Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 69.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
Return to sender. Return to sender.
I gave back a letter to the postman. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to pick up the discussion of what these characters have been up to. And by the way, there's a tremendous, tremendous quip, a literary quip. You may not have heard it, but it goes like this. Stalin's government is exactly the kind of government that Dostoevsky's characters deserve. Read something by Dostoevsky and you will know what I just said. Entire Russian culture is brutal, mistrusting in exactly this way. And you could substitute Putin for Stalin and it would be the same thing. So anyway, everybody thought, okay, everything's cool. There's a deal. Deal on Saturday. What will happen? What will happen? Yevgeny Prigozhin will go to Minsk in Belarus. He'll live happily ever after. The Wagner Group will join the regular Russian forces, and everything is copacetic. Well, it was not copacetic. There was no deal. And one of the things that should have tipped everybody off is all day Saturday and Sunday, nobody knew where Putin or Prigozhin were. Our CIA released information that two jets took off from an airfield in Moscow. One of them banked to the north and turned off its transponder, and nobody could track it after that. I'm sure the CIA could track it. They didn't say they could track it. And the other went in a different direction towards one of Putin's summer palaces. These were obviously decoys. My own view is that the one that turned the transponder off and went to St. Petersburg is the one that had Putin on it. He has a palace up there too. It's the one that he prefers. He got out of Moscow, Russia. He fled the Kremlin. You compare that to Zelensky. When his country is being invaded by a country of 145 million people, Ukraine only has 45 million people and 10 million of them are refugees, either in Europe or internally. This guy has guts. He goes, everyone said to him, the NATO people said, go to Paris or London and set up a government exile. He said, I didn't call for a ride. I called for weapons. Magnificent leader. Absolutely magnificent leader. And the chicken, guajolote, pavo. Vladimir Putin gets out of the city. He was afraid. Well, 200 miles or so from Moscow, the advance did stop. We still don't know where Putin physically is as I speak. We still don't know where Prigozhin is as we speak. There was a rumor earlier this morning that Prigozhin is in Minsk, Belarus. Lukashenko supposedly set it up. Lukashenko is a whore. Lukashenko lost his election and Putin installed him. He owes everything to Putin. Lukashenko saying that he brokered this deal to put Prigozhin in Belarus is a lie. This is what Putin wanted. And then Putin would kill Prigozhin. If you make a deal with Hitler and he says, okay, you have amnesty, you can go somewhere and live. You don't make deals with Hitler. You kill Hitler. You don't make deals with Hitler, or he will kill you. I personally don't know that Prigozhin isn't even in Belarus. He's probably in the United Arab Emirates, somewhere like that, Bahrain. The word that came out, which is kind of funny, and I take it as a joke, a very sick joke, is that he was holed up in Minsk, which is the capital of Belarus, which is just to the west of Russia, in the only hotel in Minsk that has no windows. Now, why did they say that? Because something like 40 people who have ticked off Putin, have crossed him, not supported the Ukraine war, that kind of thing, have mysteriously fallen from windows, from high up, in hospitals, apartment buildings, and everywhere else. You have two mafia figures now who are trying to kill each other. So where does this go from here? Let's squeeze in one call. Mary of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mary?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. I think what Americans, or perhaps a lot of people in the West, don't realize is that Prigozhin runs basically is under the thumb of some of the same criminal enterprise mafia groups that Putin is. And yeah, sure, Putin's running Russia, but Putin is not the top mafia godfather. He also has, he also is under pressure from criminal mafia enterprise groups, and so is Prigozhin. So on some level, what can Putin really do when they're running in the same criminal enterprise circles and they're not the top mafia godfather? And something else that I wanted to bring up that's off topic. I was recently listening to a national security podcast. And in that podcast, one of the guests said the reason that Liv kind of forced the PGA to merge with them is to launder money to Trump. Could be for classified information, but certainly it's to help him with the 2024 elections, similar to what Putin did with the NRA. So just some.
Excellent call. Excellent call. Really with two profound subjects. One of them on Ukraine, I'm going to get back to right after the break. The other one on Liv and the PGA, I have some updated news there as well. It's an important issue, and I'm going to hit that as well. Thanks for calling, Mary. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
No such number. No such zone. Return to sender. Return.
So
summer. 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. 5 life sentences plus more than 2,000 years for Anderson Aldrich. The 23-year-old pleaded guilty today to the mass shooting at an LGBTQ nightclub last year in Colorado. President Biden says the Wagner Group's apparent armed rebellion last weekend is proof of a struggle in the Russian system. The president stressing the U.S. had nothing to do with the chaos. The White House is expanding broadband access to high-speed internet, especially to rural areas.
It's the biggest investment in high-speed internet ever. Because for today's economy to work for everyone, internet access is just as important as electricity was, or water, or other basic services.
President Biden says $40 billion comes from the bipartisan infrastructure law. The Supreme Court has lifted its hold on a Louisiana political remap case. That means it's more likely than ever the Republican-dominated state will have to redraw boundary lines to create a second, mostly black congressional district. The Dow is flat in late-day trading. This is ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. The Green Bay Police Department is asking for your help as they look for a man involved in a shooting. The shooting happened around midnight on Saturday. Officers were called to a parking lot on Main Street in the 1100 block and found a 22-year-old woman who had been shot. She was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Witnesses told police they saw a fight during which a man fired multiple times into a crowd. Authorities are asking anyone who may have seen something to contact the Green Bay Police Department. A fire on a Fond du Lac farm last week could not stop breakfast on the farm. The event was planned for yesterday at Forest Ridge Holstein's farm until a barn caught fire just 6 days ago. Thanks to members of the farming community rallying together to find a new location, they made it happen. According to WFRV News, the breakfast took place as planned at 3D Dairy in nearby Malone. Breakfast on the farm events happen throughout Northeast Wisconsin to educate people about where their food comes from. Chihuahua, Civic Media News.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to 3 different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Gathered's Farmers Market Series is back with artisanal food, craft cocktails, craft beer, and a curated playlist featuring touring bands complimentary of Nicolet Bank. Every Wednesday this summer until September 24th, our doors will be opening at 4 p.m. with concerts starting on June 14th and running through August 16th. This year, we're also excited to feature some exclusive Hinterland brews along with our ever-expanding list of signature Gathered cocktails. Grab a drink, find a spot, and enjoy Gathered's Farmers Market Series every Wednesday through September 2nd. This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flint Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Match the Direct. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to respond briefly to Mary of Madison, her great call, and then we'll go back to the lines. Mary, the two things. One is, you accurately point out that Putin is only one of essentially mafia overlords in Russia. It's a mafia state. Used to be a communist state for 10 years under Gorbachev and Yeltsin. They wrestled with democracy. It didn't work. It's a mafia state. Now, what is the state of that mafia state right now? They said they had a deal. Remember, I think on Saturday, they said they had a deal. Well, they don't have a deal because just as I was coming on the air, I saw Putin give a talk. They said it was live. The Russians did. It wasn't live. There was a freeze frame at the beginning and the end. We don't know where he taped it. And we don't know how recently he taped it, but it looked fairly recent. And he said that he's frightened. He didn't put it this way, but he's frightened of the Wagner group. He's frightened of 50,000 men, 80% of whom from the Ukraine area came out of prisons in Russia, who are loyal to Prigozhin and loyal to their commanders. And in a really funny, weird way, he goes, "You Wagner group people, you're great. You turn back. I like you. You like me. Just join the Russian army. It's your leaders that we're going to get, Prigozhin and their commanders." Well, these guys are terrorists themselves, rapists, thieves, sadists. They like their commanders because they're the same way. It was very weak, very, very weak, and it responded to a statement that Prigozhin made mid-morning today, where he didn't back down. He said the fact was that the reason for going in was not true. He said that it's being run badly. We got to get the military out of there. We got to get the Russian military out of there. We should put me in charge. These are two mafia dons fighting for control. But here's the problem, Mary, that I wrestle with is the country they're trying to get control of has nuclear weapons. If that weren't the case, we would have bombed Moscow and St. Petersburg a long time ago. We would have leveled both of them until they came correct with some respect. But they have nuclear weapons. Our primary goal is to make sure those nuclear weapons are contained. They don't fall in the hands. Now, this is a terrorist state, I understand, but they don't fall in the hands of Chechenian jihadist terrorists. They don't fall in the state of in the hands of international arms dealers. We'll take them somewhere and set them off. We're keeping an eye on it. We have our nuclear forces on alert. If there's any indication that they're starting to arm one of those things at a base, believe me, our response is going to be a lot different than it is. That's where we stand. As they went on the air, the two of them shooting their mouths off against each other, and Putin in a weak way saying, "All you 50,000 criminals, I love you. I love you. Just join me. Just join me. Don't kill me. Don't kill me." This is a very weak guy. I also want to get to Mary's comment on Liv, on the Saudi attempt to buy the PGA. Jay Monahan, who is the head of the PGA, the executive director, claimed he had a medical emergency and basically left the job because he and a lot of golfers despaired about what the Saudis did. And the Saudi Arabians are a terror state. They engineered 9/11. They killed our sailors back about 5 years ago. One of them walked into a class. We're training these guys, and he gunned down a couple of our sailors and killed them in Florida, in Pensacola. They should not be able to do anything with money in this country. If you try to build a Christian church or a synagogue there, they'll throw you in prison, but they want to fund mosques in this country. I'm tired of this, very tired. That should be put an end to immediately. They've given so much. They offered Tiger Woods $100 million, and Tiger, to his credit, turned him down. He can do that because of his endorsements and all that. But they got to Bryson DeChambeau. I don't know if you ever heard of him. I think he's the guy that can drive 400 yards or something. The guy's amazing. And Patrick Harrington of Ireland, who was the captain of the European Ryder Cup team last time. They got to them and gave him a lot of money. I don't know. You don't have to give those kind of guys $100 million. You give them $25 million, and they think they've died and gone to heaven. Bryson DeChambeau. As a result, the 9/11 family said, "What the hell are you doing?" You know what Bryson DeChambeau said? Lost all respect for him. He said, "You got to get over it. Some people do bad things." "Oh, really? 9/11? You think so? How about the Boston Marathon? How about San Bernardino, Orlando, Fort Hood, Chattanooga, Chelsea, the Manhattan bike path?" Patrick Harrington, I've lost all respect for this guy. One of the great Irish golfers. I've ever seen Rory McIlroy is the best right now. But Rory McIlroy stands up to the Saudis. He won't put up with this. Patrick Harrington, you know what he said? They said, well, what, Saudi Arabia? He said, well, Ireland has its, Ireland is a lot like Saudi Arabia in being conservative. Oh, bull. Hey, Patrick Harrington, bull. I've been to Ireland 4 times. It's great. Love the people. Love everybody over there. Give me a break. Both of you guys took a dive. Get the hell out. Get out. Mary Madison points out, and I think we have to be very careful about this. The biggest, and she may be right, the biggest supporter of the Saudi Arabians getting into and taking over our Gulf was Donald Trump. He used to hold their so-called tournaments at Bedminster in one of his courses. Remember that Kushner, his son-in-law, got $2 billion from them right as he was losing the election. Why'd they give him $2 billion to a guy who wasn't going to be president? Why do you think that the classified documents were not just taken by him, but lied about by him, put on a plane to be moved by him, and then kept in bathrooms with no locks, and then pool supply storerooms with no locks, and in a dressing room for brides off a ballroom? I mean, why? Because the idea was to monetize it. The idea was to make sure that the people he wanted to read them could read them. How do I know this? Because he left office January 20th, 2021, took the stuff with him. For the rest of that year, we had a spike in undercover agents who were identified, captured, and killed by the Russians and the Chinese. And the Saudis right now are working with the Russians and the Chinese to our detriment. They are a terrorist state. They're a terrorist state. They have unlimited money because the head guy steals this stuff. He has a $500 million yacht. He paid $100 million for a painting of an artist nobody ever heard of because he liked the painting. If you give a professional golfer in this country $20 million bucks, a lot of these guys on the tour, they don't even make the cut a lot. And if they make the cut, what do they get? Unless they're in the top one or two, they don't make anywhere near like $20 million, $30 million, $50 million. This should be stopped by Congress. The merger of LIV and the PGA can be stopped simply through our antitrust laws. There should be a law that the Saudi Arabians can give no money in this country and can't spend or acquire any money in this country. They're out to kill us. Do you remember 9/11? Do you remember the sailors? Remember the sailors? 5 years ago in Florida, we were training them as pilots. They went to New York the week, a whole group of them, to scout out targets, Rockefeller Center and the rest of them. The night before the guy shot our sailors, he showed videos of shootings to others in his Saudi Arabian group of cadets. They were all in the class. They took videos of the shooting. What did Trump do? He simply sent them back to Saudi Arabia. I'm tired of this. Saudi Arabia should not be able to take over our professional golf. It's not going to happen, but I do not want to see people walk caddies walking around with jackets that say Sharia, that say 9/11. I'm tired of this. Where the hell is the patriotism in the Republican Party? I'm goddamn tired of this. Okay. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Bill?
Well, I tell you what, I'm equally as tired as you are of all of this. With Kushner taking that $2 billion, and correct me if I'm wrong, Kushner runs a financial group, and the Saudis invested $2 billion into his financial group. At least I'm led to believe. That's right. What I know of. Okay, now let's fast forward. They're worrying about Hunter Biden, right? Can you imagine if Hunter Biden had gotten $2 billion from the Saudis when your father-in-law glorifies or calls himself the big golfer, the big, he's got a place in Scotland, all that. Just read between the lines. I want to know why they invested $2 billion in Kushner's financial group just about the time the Saudis come in and want to take over, get into the PGA. there is a, you talk about investigation. Now, our good buddies on the other side, they're worry about who drinks what beer. They worry about gas stoves. They worry about anything that is not on the plate of most Americans. Well, here's what is on the plate of most Americans. Not only is there a coup in Russia, we had an attempted coup right here in our country. And people, wake up, because if that criminal is not behind bars in a year or so, our democracy is going to fail. What do you think, Matt?
Yeah, 100% right. No, and I like your passion, but more importantly, your facts. You're absolutely right. Why are the Saudis being permitted to put any of this money in here? We talk about coups. Yeah, Prigozhin tried a coup. Okay. And the two mafia dons are still fighting. Trump, and we're going to talk about this in an upcoming segment, tried a coup. Right now, they have taken to the grand jury six or seven Secret Service agents. These are the ones. Remember Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony? These are the ones that said to Pence, hey, get in for your safety. We'll drive you somewhere. He knew they were going to drive him up to Maryland so he couldn't take the results and the Green Bay sweep would work. This is the guy. We're going to talk about this some more. There are patriots in this country in both parties, Republican and Democrat. In the Republican Party, it's Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. It's the Democratic Party. It's a lot of us. We've got to speak out. Okay, Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling us from Monday, Wisco Paul.
Thanks for all the information. Nice call, Bill. I'll just leave it with this today. Thank God Joe Biden's our president. I can sleep easy at night knowing he's in charge.
Right.
Trump is just bad news all the way around, and there's people in the Republican Party. I don't know how much longer the Republican Party is going to put up with some of the people and megas in the party, but hey, the bottom line is I can sleep good tonight because Joe Biden is the president.
Right.
That's why I'm riding with him again. So
riding with Biden.
Thanks for a great show. This information is just incredible.
Thank you, Paul. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling us from Monday, Mark.
Yeah, we simply can't forget that as Saudi Arabian intelligence probably provided the 9/11 hijackers with training and information on
they did, right.
How to take those airplanes into our buildings. I mean, and that is information that was hidden from the American people. I mean, we attacked two countries that had absolutely nothing to do with 9/11. I mean, yes, Osama bin Laden was hiding out in Afghanistan, but neither Afghanistan or Iraq had anything to do with 9/11. I mean, Saddam Hussein, if he could have handed us Osama bin Laden, he would have handed us Osama bin Laden. Not that I have any liking for good old Saddam Hussein, but the Bush administration and their lackeys and buddies had Iraq divided up who was going to get the oil there. And let's not forget, we have our own little missionary, groups here in the United States that mercenary groups like Eric Prince has his little group that I don't know what they've devolved into right now, but I wouldn't trust that little SOB as far as I could throw him either, because I think he was a guy who got in the military, decided he liked killing and kept on killing with his mercenary group.
Right. I mean, that Mark, we got to go to a break. I'm sorry. I could talk to you all day. Love your calls. Going to the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Guess I'm going to be a star. Maybe you can drive my car. And maybe I love you. Beep, 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 yeah.
Comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, BOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now. 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's BOGO. 608-949-8989.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 58. North winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 77. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Lows level off around 56. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies and quiet. Upper 70s. Wednesday and Thursday, chance for scattered rain showers. Wednesday, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 69.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
Welcome back to Matthew Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to pick up on something we talked about in the previous segment. And this is about the Secret Service agents being subpoenaed before the grand jury. So here are the facts that just came out. Just broke today. Six or seven, we're not sure the exact number, Secret Service agents were called before the grand jury that Jack Smith has put together. Now, remember something. Jack Smith has put together two grand juries. One of them is in the Mar-a-Lago classified documents. One of them, however, is the insurrection on January 6th. This was the grand jury for the insurrection on January 6th. Now, you remember the testimony, maybe you don't, but I'll refresh you, of Cassidy Hutchinson. A lot of dignity. Great. I was very impressed with her. Very, very great witness. She was the one who initially was assigned a lawyer paid for by Trump or Trump's backers. Remember, you know, you may look at all this testimony and think, boy, that's neat. You know how expensive those kinds of lawyers are? She just had a salary. She just had a salary. She worked with Mark Meadows, chief of staff in the White House. No way she could pay those legal fees. So they go to her and they say, we got a lawyer for you. She met with the lawyer and he said, what happened? And he said, well, why don't you put it this way? Or why don't you leave that out? So she initially gave testimony, which you did not see on TV. The televised testimony was her real testimony. But the people questioning her early on thought, and you know, an experienced lawyer who's been at this a long time can tell when a witness has been coached, isn't telling the truth or whatever. She was clearly uncomfortable. She finally switched lawyers. And it wasn't a high-powered lawyer that they had assigned to her. And that lawyer gave her some of the best advice any lawyer can give, and I give to my clients. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. If you tell the truth, you don't have to remember what you said. You don't have to remember what should be linked together. Just tell the truth. And she went on TV and told the truth, and she was magnificent. Well, here's what she said. And then here's some of the other evidence that came out. Mysteriously, the day of January 5th and January 6th, the lead up and the day of the insurrection, all of the internal emails and texts and messages of the Secret Service disappeared. Remember that? They were deleted. And of course, we didn't find out about this for what, a year later? Almost a year later. And when they were asked, the Secret Service said, well, it was just routine destruction policy. except there was a lot of stuff before it that wasn't destroyed and a lot of destruction afterwards that wasn't. You see this a lot in some litigation. And it's so stupid when somebody goes, oh, it's a routine destruction policy. You know, your thing gets overloaded. Oh, by the way, you only destroyed the 2 days that are the key to this. I don't know, for instance, if Jack Smith, working with experts, was able to reconstruct some of that. But anyway, they have 6 or 7 Secret Service agents. And remember something else. When Joe Biden became president, they were going to assign him a detail that had guarded Trump. And you know what he said? He said, no, no way. I want the detail that guarded me as vice president. It's very sad when the president of the United States has to worry about who's guarding him because of somebody like Trump and the infection that's crept into the Republican Party and even in some Secret Service agents. Anyway, these 6 or 7 people testified. And remember something else. Remember Pence wouldn't get in the limousine? One of them goes, hey, listen, get in the limousine. There's this insurrection crowd. We want to protect you. Just get in the limousine. You know what Pence said? Now, I don't like Pence. I don't think he'd be a good president. And I think initially he was thinking of playing ball. But when he made up his mind, he said, no way I'm getting in that limousine. I know where you're going to take me. I know where you're going to take me. They weren't going to take him, throw him in the river. They were going to drive him up to Maryland, to Camp David or somewhere, and take about 2 hours to get there. So he wouldn't be there to receive the certifications. And even though the certifications were all ceremonial, they were then going to go. Ron Johnson had the Michigan fake electors in his pocket, as chief of staff was told to give them to Trump's chief of staff. And they were all going to get up and say, well, in 6 states, they only needed 6 states. Swing states, we have 2 sets of electors. There's an issue. We have to vote in Congress. Unfortunately, under the Constitution, of the 50 states, each gets 1 vote. It's majority vote of the congressional delegation. Well, the congressional delegation in Wisconsin of 8 congressmen, 6 Republican, 2 Democratic, the 1 vote from Wisconsin would have gone for Trump, even though Joe Biden won Wisconsin. And that was true in a lot of the other states. And then they would say, Trump's president. Thank you. Then it would go to the Supreme Court and the 6 tarantulas would say, Trump's president. Do you see when I say fascism is creeping in a little cat's feet? You see what I mean? Do you see the evidence? Fortunately, Pence did not get into the car. He did not get into the car. And the whole thing fell apart. There's also testimony by from Cassidy Hutchinson that one of the Secret Service agents said when Trump got in the car, they said, there's a riot going on up there in the Capitol. We're going to take you to the White House. And Trump grabbed the steering wheel to try to go up. You know, what does he think? He's some kind of Roman centurion from 20 AD. He's going to go up there and rally the rabble. This is the United States of America. This was an attempted coup. And if it had worked, even though you and I know it was baloney, if the 6 state electors of Ron Johnson, and I never can understand why the Democratic Party didn't make this an issue in the Senate campaign. He had the fake electors in his pocket. He was ready to go along with this treason. He was ready to go along with this treason. And they would have all gotten together and say, oh, there's 6 states in dispute. One state, every state gets 1 vote. Wisconsin's vote goes for Trump. That was the deal. Same with Pennsylvania. Same with a couple of the other swing states. That's all they needed. So stand to, I personally believe, and I'm not alone, that Jack Smith may be closer to indicting Donald Trump over the insurrection than you think. Stand by. We're going to stand by and see the effect of that in this election. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. A lot of important history being made. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today. Like a complete unknown. Like a road.
Devil's Advocates radio show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Now, wait until you pull up to the stop and go light. But when you do, go ahead and save the Civic Media station to one of your presets. The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, and also on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV